Hello.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, man.
Hi.
This is Peter here. How are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, is everything all right?
I haven't
Just allow me some
I
moment.
can't get onto the bank. They've got long lines of calls, they say. I have not been able to do anything.
Have you tried to call them?
Oh, call them. I spent 7 hours on the phone yesterday, 7 hours the day before.
No, you don't have to call them. You just simply go down to the bank
Well, that's what I
to
was
do
going to do, but I just wasn't sure whether I should or not. But when I go back to Narimon, I will do that.
that. Okay, and now where are you at the moment?
I'm in Dubbo.
You haven't been in your home?
Yes, I've been home. I've got a.
All right.
I've got to register my
Just
car
call
today.
the bank.
Sorry? Yeah.
Yes, right. Now, the thing is that what you need to do simply, now this time the hackers will be very, very smart at this point of time. Now, whenever today we will gonna go down to your bank. Okay, now this time it might be happen as I have said that you might have to face the same bank employee who is helping the hackers to steal, digging out all the information out of you, correct? So they were gonna ask you about the transaction. So I believe that you have got the bank account details of your son-in-law. Am I correct?
Yes, I have in the book, yes.
Yes, right. Now, whenever you will gonna leave for the branch, if they're gonna ask you about the transaction of 20,000, tell them yes, you have made the transaction, and even you have made that transaction as well. That was 19,900. But as because they have found it some suspicious activities, so they have rejected the transaction. So you haven't made the transaction after that. Okay? So the thing is that if they're gonna ask you that why you have sent the money like this, so tell them you have got a daily limit of 20,000. So that is the reason why you have tried to make the transaction by part, and you guys have blocked my account. So you just wanted to unblock your account. You have got your customer number as well, but you haven't got the password. So you need to set up a password, and you need to make a write down that password and the 4-digit PIN as well. Once you will gonna settle down these things, you just need to simply go down to the bank. They might be say that we are putting a surveillance on your account. And it will take some time. In that case, if you want any money, you just take the cash by us, and you can leave that the way it is, and we will gonna unblock your account after some time. You just need to tell them. You just need to tell them that you don't want to be unlocked. You don't want to be locked your account. Like you just wanted to unlock your account because you see that nothing goes wrong with your account. You have tried to send the money to your son-in-law, and you have done it only. So there is no problem. So you just need to unblock your account. That's it.
Yes,
Okay?
I know. I know.
Okay.
I've
Now,
got no money. I know.
yes, right. So you just need to unblock your account because tell them you have to pay your bills. You guys have blocked my card. So you just need to unblock your account, and that's it. Now, once you unblock your account, you come back home, then I'll talk to you. And what we will gonna do, we will gonna create an account for you where you can do the rest of the thing. I will gonna let you know afterwards. So your main motive is now is to unblock your account and come back home. That's it. Okay?
I know.
And one more thing, that if you call me, and if you can't reach me on that number, you check your email that I have sent you an email on your mail address.
Yeah, I know. I got that last night, yes.
Yes, right. So if you can't reach on that number, you can text me on that email. Okay, then I'll talk to you. I'm going to give you a call back on that time. Okay.
So that number is the one that I had been using, and that was beeping the engaged signal.
Yes, if you it's fine to call on that number, and if you can't get through on that number, you just email on that email address. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Right now, are you leaving now to your bank?
No, I'm in Dubbo. I have to register my car first in Dubbo, then I have to go back to Narromine and then do the bank bit.
Okay, and how much time do you think that it will take you to go down
to
the bank?
I said to you the other day that today was my day out, because I knew I had to do these jobs, because I have to. My car runs out of registration tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. So what time is it now?
It's about 12:15 or about 12:18.
I'm going to register my car and get back to Narromine and then go to the bank. So it's probably going to take me a couple of hours.
Okay. And make sure that your bank will get closed. If your bank will get closed after 2, then
no,
you need
to be quick. All right, I'll try my best because I was thinking this was happening tomorrow.
No, tomorrow, don't do it tomorrow because it would be too late. So you have to unblock your account today. So that's right.
Well, I've just got to get my car registered or I'm not going to be able to drive my car, and then I'll go back to Narromine.
All right, and how much time do you think that it will take you?
It depends on the motor registry, how long they take to renew the registration on the car. It's just a queue that will take a while.
No, it might be happen that the bank employees can be asking you about the application of AnyDesk. Now, can you just do one thing? Can you just open up the AnyDesk application from your mobile?
So you've put another one on, have you?
I'm sorry?
Doesn't matter.
We have to delete the application, so let me get connected, then I'll delete it. Yeah.
Yep, it's open.
Okay, just hold on. Okay, now on your screen, can you see any option? It says I'm aware of the risk.
Yep.
Give a click on that, then give a...
Hang on. Yeah, that's the wrong thing.
Just hold on. We got disconnected. Can you see the numbers?
Yes, hang on. I did see the numbers, and then I'll just have to get rid of that and go back in. Where are we? Hang on, I need to go back. I've hit the wrong thing. Yeah, the numbers are there. Yeah.
Okay. Now, just hold on. Yeah, now, can you see any option? It says I'm aware of the risk.
Yep.
Give a click on that. Then give a click on accept for 2 times.
And then
give a click on. Yeah, then give a click on start broadcast.
I don't know whether that's working or not. Oh, yeah. I will confirm. Yep.
Okay, now just swipe up your screen from bottom to top and come back to your home screen.
Yep.
Thanks. Now, do you know how to delete the app that is AnyDesk?
No, I don't.
Okay, you just keep pressing on the AnyDesk app for a few seconds, 2 or 3 seconds. You just keep pressing on it.
You want me to do that now?
Yes, keep pressing on it. Don't just touch it. Just keep pressing on it, on the app. Keep pressing on it for 3 seconds.
Okay. That's what I'm doing. 1, 2, 3.
No,
nothing's
it's
happening.
Not. No, you just press it once and press it down.
Right.
Yeah.
It is my screen share app, remove app.
Yeah, give a click on remove app.
Remove AnyDesk.
Give a click on speed app.
Delete it, okay.
Yeah.
Deleting AnyDesk.
Yeah, delete.
And then delete again.
Yeah.
Right. Why are we taking that off?
Yeah, because your bank, this is the security software. Now, whenever you will gonna go to your bank, they would gonna, if they gonna settle down these things for you, if they knows this, if they able to see that, they would gonna definitely doubt it on you, that definitely you are in a part of the investigation and they won't gonna unblock your account after that.
Okay, all right. Well, now I'll go and do. And do these jobs I've got to do and get back to Naramon.
Yes, right. But
half
make sure.
All
right. But make sure one thing, Anne, you need to be very confident with your words while you're facing them up, because they might be try to manipulate you. They might be asking you lots of questions. They might be try to scare you. They might be tell you that it could be a scam. It might be a fraud. They are stealing your money, these sort of things. So making it confused. But you know that you need to be very confident with your words while you are facing them up. You got that?
All right. Yep.
They will try to scare you. They will try their level best just not to unblock your account. But your main motive is to unblock your account from them. Okay?
Yep. Yep. Well, it was
all right,
useless yesterday. It was useless yesterday trying to talk to anybody because nobody had talked to me.
Alright, yesterday was Sunday.
Yeah, and I was on there for 7 hours trying to get my phone number put on my account there that you asked me to do. Could not do anything. And then, yeah, so it was hopeless.
Alright, that's not a problem. You just tell them that. And even once you will gonna, registered, once you will gonna settle down the password, because you see that the password was not setting up on that time. Once you were going to setting up the password, you just tell them, is my mobile number is been registered or not? So if it's not registered, you just register your mobile number as well. Okay?
Yeah, because I couldn't even get anybody to answer me yesterday. So.
Yeah, you tell them that it's such a headache that I have made a transaction to my son-in-law and you guys have unblocked. I blocked my account and even can't let me to do anything about it. What is this? I don't want these things. It just
so
needs to block your account.
So the 20,000 that was first done, it must have, where did it go, I wonder? Because we got
it hasn't,
that
it hasn't
yeah.
been gone anywhere. It's just a dummy transaction that we have been
oh,
made.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is, okay, now listen to me very carefully. Now, it is in your bank account, but you can't able to see it, and whenever you will gonna go to your bank, they also can't able to see it. According to you guys, the money has been deducted from your account, okay? So they're gonna ask you this, to tell them, yes, you have made the transaction to your son-in-law, but don't mention anything about dummy transaction. All right?
Okay. Right here.
Okay. And make sure one thing, that they would gonna ask you these sort of things. They might be said that it could be a fraud, these sort of things, but your main motive is to approve the, unblock your account. That's it. Okay?
Okay. All right. I gotta run.
All right, Ann. Best of luck for yourself. I'll talk to you later. Just email me on that email address. All right?
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay. No trouble.